Assalamu alaikum, Hazur.
Walaikum salam, alhamdulillah.
My question might pale into significance after what you said, but I have a friend at my school. She's part of the Jehovah's Witness sect in Christianity, and they also have to abstain from blood, as not eat it as we do, as Muslims do. They also are not allowed to eat blood like we are not.
That's right.
And they are also not allowed to have blood transfusions in a life and death situation. And I would like to ask you how I should explain to her that that life is a gift given to us from God, that we should take that sacrifice to sustain our life, and how to explain this.
We should offer the sacrifice or not offer the sacrifice?
Take the blood transfusion.
Yes, so it's not offering sacrifice.
Well, it's
the other
not
way
really,
around.
But yes. How to put it.
Right. But how to put it? And this is a very difficult situation because they don't believe in the Holy Quran and you don't believe in their concepts, which in this regard are not based on the Bible. So how to put it? The best way to put it is that you belong to a religion based on revelation of God. So whatever your stance is, unless you prove it from the book in which you believe, the argument cannot start. I mean, you have no legs to stand upon. It is just your own personal wish or personal whim that you are which you believe in as religion. So why should we follow anybody's whim? If the Bible, the Old Testament or the New Testament has categorically prohibited you from saving life even you have to accept some other person's blood, while he does not have to sacrifice his own life either. In this situation, if the Bible has prohibited you, then we will discuss the matter, because your concept would be based on a revealed book. But because no such evidence can be produced by you from the Bible, Old or New Testament, so we are not bound to discuss this matter. I mean, we are not obliged to discuss this matter, and there is no way why we should. As far as the Holy Quran is concerned, it is categorical on this issue. The Holy Quran tells us that those things which are forbidden to us from eating, if a situation arises that they are necessary for life-saving, then that for that particular time, with that limitation, that you eat of them only that much as is necessary for saving your life, is not only permissible, it is a must for you. For instance, the flesh of swine, this is forbidden, but the Holy Quran specifically tells us that if you are left with no option to save your life but to partake of some flesh of swine, provided that it is not out of your own desire that you are doing it, provided that you do it only to the extent that your life is saved, you are not only permitted, you are ordered to do that. So therein lies the guideline for us. So if their philosophy of life is based on some guideline revealed in the Holy Bible, they should first present it. But I assure you, they have nothing to offer in this regard. And because it is just their personal whim, so we are not obliged to go into debate with anybody concerning his own personal views.